Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into the 7 biggest mistakes people make when trying to download video from Sora without that pesky watermark. Right. I know a lot of people get frustrated when they see that watermark after exporting a great-looking video. It can really take the professional feel out of your project. For sure. So what's the first mistake that people are making? Well, let's address the elephant in the room first. Trusting those modded APKs. You know, those sketchy versions of the app that promise to give you watermark-free exports. Oh, wow. I see that all the time on forums. People are like, I found this cracked version. It works great. But what's the reality there? The reality is, don't do it. I've seen data showing that around 67% of those fake APK sites are loaded with malware. It's like buying a used car engine from a guy in a dark alley who says it fell off a truck. You might think you're scoring a deal, but you're really just getting a virus. Jordan, yikes. So instead of getting a clean video, they're just risking their personal data? How exactly? Plus, most of these mods only record your screen at a lower quality, so you're not even getting the raw file, just a pixelated mess. It's better to play by the rules or use proper post-processing. That makes total sense. What's the second mistake people commonly make? The second mistake is ignoring the invisible provenance signals. A lot of creators think they can just crop the logo out or use some AI eraser, but Sora 2 is smarter than that. Invisible, what now? Provenance signals. Think of them like a VIN number on a car. Even if you paint over it, that number is still there. Reports show that these signals can detect up to 85% of tampered exports. So even if you visually remove the watermark, platforms like YouTube and TikTok can still trace the source. Jordan, wow. So it's not just about what the audience sees. The metadata is just as important. That's a game changer. Exactly. If you're serious about your content, you've got to be aware of how these platforms communicate with each other. Good to know. What's mistake number 3? Failing to use professional removal tools. If you really need that specific clip without the logo, doing it manually can be a hassle. Okay, so what are these professional tools? I've heard of a few, but never really looked into them. Tools like Topaz, Video, AI, or DaVinci, Resolve Studio are fantastic. Sure, they cost money. Topaz is about $299, but here's the kicker. They offer a 3.7x quality boost and a 95% clean export rate. That's impressive. I guess it's worth investing in a tool that actually delivers quality. I recently used DaVinci's object removal on a clip, and it took about 10 minutes to render, but it came out flawless. If you're charging clients for video work, you can't afford to give them a clip with a blurry corner. Right. And what's mistake number 4? Not checking the export settings. This one drives me crazy because it's surprisingly easy to fix. Really? How so? In the latest updates, there are specific prompt parameters you can use to minimize watermark intrusion or even move it to a safe zone for cropping later. But most people just hit generate without exploring advanced settings. That sounds so simple. It is. For example, if you format your aspect ratio correctly, you can crop the video for social media use and cut the logo out entirely without losing your main subject. Got it. That's super helpful. What about mistake number 5? Well, this one ties back to the zero retention reality. Downloads dropped by 32% in December 2025 compared to November, mainly due to frustration over failed exports and those annoying watermarks. Wow, that's a significant drop. Exactly. A lot of users get frustrated and delete the app, thinking it's supposed to be a magic wand for clean video. It's a tool with limitations. So basically, manage your expectations. Yes, use Sora for ideation or clips where the watermark doesn't matter. For final production, consider the pro tier or use professional removal tools. This is all so insightful. What's the last mistake people should avoid? Ignoring the reality of the content creation ecosystem. Many videos with removed logos get flagged, about 45%, by YouTube's algorithms. So trying to cheat the system can backfire spectacularly. That's a big takeaway. It sounds like it's better to use legitimate workflows instead of cutting corners. Exactly. You want your content to shine because it's good, not because it has a blurry logo smear in the corner. So, to wrap it up, if we want clean video exports, we need to avoid these mistakes and stick to proven methods. Right on, and always archive your original generated clips. You might need them for better processing later. Thanks for all the insights today, Alex. Absolutely. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.